Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I'm Dave Temple.
I'm Derek Gaines.
This is No Need for Apologies.
God damn it.
And we're back again this week with a hilarious episode.
From?
Our good friend Reg Conquest came in. We had a great fucking time.
About
get ready.
Black Air Force Ones. Get ready.
Financially, but mentally. He must say
I know he hate me, because he think I'm probably trying to jack his whole flow, and I'm not. Because fuck, we're going to the album, comedy, the shit. But he got his health. His spelled F-U-C-K. Mine is F-U-C-C.
See? I haven't.
F-U-C-C.
I checked him the other day.
What up? What up? What up? What up? What up? What up? What's
oh,
going on, baby?
Oh, shit. Oh shit!
Oh,
welcome
shit.
To another
music. What's like the music? Shit.
What's that? Wayne?
No need for apologies. Yeah, my bad.
It's no problem. Welcome back to another splendid episode of No Need for Apologies. I'm Derek Gaines.
I'm Dave Temple,
and we have the incredible.
What up, though? I'm back.
The Tracy Morgan of the New Age, ladies and gentlemen. Reggie Conquest, my fucking Tracy
That's
Morgan, the irreverent. Fat Boy Slim,
yeah.
Silverback Gorilla.
Unneeded pressure?
Yeah.
Silverback Gorilla.
Silverback.
The Black Impractical Joker.
The Black Impractical Joker. The Black Sal.
The Conquest.
My nigga James.
What up, Dave?
Yeah,
what's up, man?
Wait, Dave, what's your middle name?
Anton.
Oh, yeah, we did talk about that one time.
Wow.
Alexander. Mine got the worst.
Because he called me James when I walked in.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm like, I never knew his middle name, and it's Alexandra. And Alexandra the Great. And I asked him, that's where he got the great boy from.
Oh, yeah. Really?
My mom wanted me to get a good job, so she named me Derek Alexander Gaines. And I was like, Dag? That's my...
Alexander.
Alexander. Because it flows. Derek Alexander Gaines. But
that
Alexander
is interesting.
Is
for the
name.
Ladies that listen to this show, let us know. Zoom in on Derek right now.
Xander.
I want to know, when you zoom in on Derek, what is his fuckability now that you know he's an Alexander?
Fuckability.
Alexander.
I got Alex, a Xander in my
you
name.
You do look like an Alex, though. With, the,
Alex,
with the curly
I
hair. Curly
Alex.
Hair,
yeah.
Alex.
I look like an Alex.
Alex
yeah.
is a curly hair.
I like
dude.
Alex, but Alexander, nigga, you got to cut that shit short.
Well, every Alex is an Alexander.
Yeah, but...
Just like every... No?
If you name the kid Alex, his name doesn't just become
somebody
longer.
Trying to be cool. Nah, fuck that.
Your
he's
Spanish,
an Alexander.
My Spanish
like,
teacher, you just call
Reggie,
me Alejandro.
Is Reggie short for Reginald? Are you a Reginald?
Yeah, it is Reginald. I always hated Reginald.
Yeah.
Everybody hates Reginald.
Always hated Reginald.
Right. And I don't know anybody whose name is Reginald that doesn't go by Reggie. You know what I mean?
Well, like Reg. It's just... Oh, my nigga Reg?
Yeah.
It's always Reg or Reg.
Yeah, yeah. What's your middle
only
name?
Haitians go by your, Reginald.
What's your middle
like
name?
Reginald Thomas. Reggie. Reginald.
No, you. Oh,
James.
Oh, that's right, right.
James
is the first name.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's you know what's funny, man. That's a weird thing. I just went through. I just went and got my TSA pre-check this morning.
Oh
man.
Shit!
You know what I mean?
That's like, why he was at the airport.
Oh no! I had to do that in Brooklyn.
Oh wow!
I had to go to Brooklyn and do that. I had to go to the airport to pick up a rental car. That's why I'm actually late today. Let's get in that. I found out I'm on a do not rent list.
God damn.
I'm on Hertz do not rent list.
Why?
That's the crazy thing, right? I was scared. I'm like, why? Because I immediately start thinking of all the shit. Yeah, right. Like,
I can't rent a car off Hertz.
Why? What did y'all niggas do?
Nigga, I remember when I banged out Nick.
Oh,
Nick car
yeah, you had an
LA?
Accident. Yeah, yeah,
when
yeah.
When I banged
okay.
out the car, I can't rent shit.
Because you
Hertz.
Didn't pay for it? Or
oh, I'm still waiting
okay.
for the, I'm still waiting for the other shoe to drop, nigga. I know Hertz got a lawyer looking for my black ass.
But here's the crazy thing. My shit came. I was worried because I'm
okay.
like, nah, I've been renting cars all what happened, right?
Okay,
I don't have no email, nothing telling me like, yo, you done.
Okay.
Like I had a reservation and everything.
Yeah.
I go
Damn.
Down there, they like, you on the do not rent list. And I'm like, what? Like,
did they tell you why?
They gave me an 800 number to call to find out why.
Well,
but this is the scariest shit.
Okay, go ahead.
Because now you start thinking about what the fuck have I done?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I smoke and rent cars.
Oh,
I fucking rent cars. And this is the part that was scary because I did beat off in a rental car and like leave
you beat
it.
Beat off in a car?
Yeah, I was bored, man. Like
I've never,
y'all
I've
don't
never
be on the road like how I be on the road.
You beat off in the car?
I was waiting
to
the hotel.
Beat off in
no,
the car.
I ain't had no hotel. I had a flight.
Oh,
I had a five like an early
Why you
flight.
Leave it? Where are you leaving it?
I was in the
No, where you leave the stain at?
No, I ain't leave the stain.
Because I left a stain on the back.
That's what I thought it was.
I've never beat off in a car.
Sorry, no, they'll clean it.
It turns out it was just $166 left over from like 2019.
Oh, okay.
But like, it's fucked up. When you think about the shit you've done, you realize like, shit, I actually belong on the do not rent list. Like,
yo, they've been in some weird car situation. I always think about randomly that time we did that show in the snow. And
when we was in the Poconos, yeah. I'm actually headed out there today, yeah.
Yo, if I wasn't there,
we'd have been dead. I'd have been died.
You'd just had to stay in the car.
So I took Reggie with me. We went and did a ski trip in the Poconos a couple years ago, right?
It was a snowstorm.
This is how you knew. This is when we became official fucking comics, because it's a fucking snowstorm outside.
Yes.
There's open bar, there's food, and there's black hood bitches at the Hilton. And we got a room at the Hilton, complete with NBA playoffs, all that shit.
Okay.
We was like, nah, we trying to go home.
Yeah. And I was with it. I was like, hey, I'm down to do what you want to do, whatever.
Now, here's the crazy thing. The snow was only crazy in the Poconos.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, all we had to do was get to, thank you so much, all we had to do was get to the E-Way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Getting out of the Poconos while the snow was coming down, and I think at the time I had the Acura, right?
Yeah, you had the black car.
I had the Acura, and it's an Acura TL. This ain't like a snow car. This is a sports car. You know what I mean? So I'm giving it, but we stopped at the gas station. And I remember the cop watched us. Like, nobody's supposed to be on the street.
Yeah.
What are you two niggas doing?
Okay.
We look suspect.
We in a black Acura tinted out. You know, my shits was always bombed out with the 5% tint on it. And I felt so bad when we going up this hill and the shit starts slipping. And I'm like, and I had to look at Reg like, somebody got pushed, nigga.
Hey, you know what? But I was like, all right, I was cool. I'm like, all right, I'm with somebody. Like, if I was by myself, I would have been crying, bro. But
I'm like, had a moment where you slide on an empty highway and make that little.
Chloe used to do that. When me and Chloe used to do colleges back in the day, because that's the only reason why Chloe took me for that reason. She's like, it's snowy out here. I'm scared. Yeah, Chloe used to slide out on the road and panic a little bit.
I had my little road tour when I would pass the exit, and you know it's miles before the next exit. So I would back up on the highway and just like, but the roads is clear. So you got to back up real quick before the cops come and just take that exit. Well, yeah, so, you know, when you with somebody, that shit way easier.
Right, but because by him being able to push, or at least us taking turns and pushing and somebody mashing on the gas, and it was funny because I was waiting for that cop to come, because we had just pulled out of the parking lot and made it. We turned and maybe made it like 20 feet before we were stuck. And I was like, he going to come and tell us like,
not even 20 miles.
Bro, it was snowing.
It was snowing hard as shit.
So hard.
We shouldn't have been out there.
We should not have been on. But the crazy thing was, soon as we got to the E-Way and once we got back to Philly, it was just rain. It was no snow in Philly.
Yeah.
So we did the right thing. We just, you know, we
That's when that's those defining moments.
I wonder if I'm on a renter. I don't rent that much cars. So if I'm on the list, somebody else did
it. Took them 2 years to catch up with me over $166. And I'm like, you know what? Y'all go ahead, keep that.
I talked to my lawyers. They was like, man, processor.
I got Tiana just had to rent the car. Like, I'm that bullshit ass nigga now. Like, hey, yo, can you do this?
Y'all got you, shoot. I be doing that at my girl, babe. Call Lone. Can you give me an Uber back to the crib? Maybe an Uber. If you give me an Uber, I swear to God, I'll pay you back. I swear I'll pay you back.
But you never pay back. You always like end up getting food or something.
Yeah.
Buying her food. Like,
oh, you fuck it out of her. You fuck that thought out of her. You go,
the conversation we had yesterday.
Hey, you got to fuck the thought out. I owed you money, but yeah.
And speaking of, because we're going to do this in this episode, because Tiana's on the other side of this glass, so she can hear. I don't know if she can hear the shit we're saying anyway. But she started a campaign on social media like about a week ago. Mm-hmm. About niggas that wear black Air Force.
All right, let's talk about it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think she responded to something, because this is what happened. A video came out with Waka Flocka saying he didn't know why.
Yeah, I remember that.
Why you couldn't wear black Air Forces. So I simply reposted like, hey, I don't know why either. Never really paid attention to it. And then Tiana started going off.
I saw it.
Niggas is robbers. And then other people was chiming in my DMs telling me,
right,
what it was. I had
no
idea.
So for the people who are listening who have no idea what we're talking about, apparently there's a thing in New York.
Dylan, pull that show up.
Air Force Ones, low top Air Force Ones in New York, they known as Uptowns, you know, in Philly, Nike Ones, whatever, all right?
Forces.
Apparently, in the past couple of years, low top whites have become the only acceptable version.
The white shoe has been glorified.
Like there's a bunch of other goofy ones that like goofy white girls get away with.
Yeah, yeah.
White girls can wear like a gold Air Force One, a green one with a shamrock on.
I've gotten into them.
Air Force Ones are getting fucked by two black dudes at the same time.
Yeah.
Nigga, when I see white women
at the same time,
I'll be like, "Oh shit!"
Yo, hold on. Have you ever fucked a white girl with Air Force Ones?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes. They normally got nice soft asses too. The one I had, yeah, she had a nice soft ass. And
I
she
fucked
wore
the
Air
one
Force
with
Ones.
Them Fila, them clunky ass Filas. Remember the clunky?
Oh no, I wouldn't. I stay away from them. I don't.
They are the psychos, man. Okay,
no.
But apparently, according to this thing,
white
here,
women Air Force One, low top white Air Force Ones are nasty bitches. But anyway, I'm listening.
Yeah, nice with a velour sweatsuit or some goofy shit. Yeah,
nice gross butts.
But apparently,
and nice butts.
Anybody who wears a black Air Force One is scum, an absolute fucking criminal. She's not liking
pull
this. All right, we're probably gonna have to
give
pull
me
her
the
out.
Shoe.
Can we just get a picture?
Where the shit came from?
Right.
I don't know.
But it's an internet thing. It's
what
an internet
they've been
thing.
Saying is, dudes who wear black Air Force Ones are
steal. Criminals.
Criminals.
Robbers.
They steal. It's
they
the
steal
worst.
They
car.
Don't shower.
They don't shower. And they got jaundice.
Right. Now, did you buy some? Or
I did.
There they
are. You bought some?
And it's a gun with it. Oh, no. And they have World War III is trending. Time to strap up. Supposedly, that's the shoe of criminals. That's the ante ups. But well, I don't
because
like...
they're saying like you don't even care about being fresh, like or you're trying to stretch it out too long. So the concept of wearing a black shoe that's not gonna get dirty. You already have a mentality of like, I'm going to be doing
black
dirty shit.
With everything.
And
black
I don't want to get
everything.
Caught. You know, like, because remember, like, your white shoes, they tell a story. Your Timbs tell a story. If you peed in an alley, guess what? Your Timbs is going to know.
They get splashed.
Everybody
splash
going to know.
Your
Air Force Ones, if
splash
you was back. Wearing them in the rain and the bottom of the turn, was that the more dangerous dudes wear all black force dudes wearing all black Timbs? Ooh, I'm going to say still the dude with the all black Air Force Ones is more
with
dangerous.
With the strap? With the black leather couch on?
Because he's more lean. He's more agile. So you bought a pair, Reggie.
I brought
against
a pair.
Against all odds.
Against all odds.
Good for
I
you.
Was getting a lot of hate from Tiana and her following and getting messages. So I'm like,
all
right. All
these
Black
mad
History
Dominican
Month.
Chicks.
Black History Month is coming up. Why not change the narrative? Why not change the view of black
shit.
Air Forces? Who's going to hate on black Air
Can
Forces
we,
during Black History Month?
Tiana, come in, because I want her to Peter point. Is this mic on? Can we put Tiana on the mic?
Yeah.
All right, come on. Because I want to hear, because I do want to argue. What was you about to say, Dylan? Because I do want to hear, someone else who adamantly, I don't really give a fuck. I think it's ridiculous.
I thought it was just
and it was funny because when we was talking about it, when she put the campaign up, I'm sitting here watching this shit with her, and I'm like, yo, for everything that motherfuckers are saying about black Air Force Ones, it just sounds like a crafty motherfucker who thinks outside the box. So Tiana Morales, welcome to No Need for Apologies.
Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Thank you. I had to come in and put on for New York because
this is
ridiculous.
Not just a New York thing.
This
though.
Is a New York thing.
Because in Philly, I was getting messages from people from Philly.
So you've never had a black pair of Air Force Ones ever in your fucking life.
In my fucking life.
She never
life.
Worked in a kitchen.
Yes, I have. I've been a runner.
What kind of Latina did not work in her fucking kitchen, man?
But I have. I've been a food runner. I've been a waitress. I've been a bartender. I will buy the Payless non-slip grip shoes before I wear black Air Force Ones.
No, I think that's how it started. Because nobody wanted to work. Because I worked at Wendy's and they said you had to buy these shitty black shoes or you can get your own black shoes. So
most
I went out
black Air,
black Air
Force
Air Forces. Yeah, that's where it started.
Because
you got to clean the grease trap.
Yeah, got to clean the grease trap. Those grease trap shoes.
Well, yeah.
You get fried grease on those.
I'm in agreement with the fact that they don't get dirty.
They are.
Okay.
Right? That's the reason why people wore them. At fast food jobs.
Okay.
But to walk in the street on some I'm a G Street with these dirty sneakers on?
Street
no,
dirty, though.
No, no, no.
All right,
no.
So what were some of the reasons that people were saying...
Keep going.
Waiting on y'all to post your iPhone... iPhone 11s, AirPods, shoes, and designer clothes. And this nigga got funny. The... Yeah, all right. Because I did meet a guy. When I first got to New York, I met some niggas that was in the scam, and like they had a chick that they was set up. Mm-hmm. Like, they had a chick that would take pictures for them. That way they could keep posting to make the account look real on Instagram.
Okay.
And they would wait. They would like niggas' pictures that's flossing on Instagram.
Okay.
And the minute that the niggas slide in the DM, and they'd be like, yeah, drop the ad, he come through. And that's when these niggas, they would mask up. And them niggas was wearing Air Force Ones.
That's the Annie up. That's the MOP shoe.
Right. Yeah. So what were some of the reasons that they were saying?
Now, you, yeah.
My reason was people who wear black Air Force Ones don't sleep with bed sheets.
Yep.
Reggie does not sleep with bed sheets.
I used to. Yeah, I used to do that.
My sister, what did my sister say? My sister was like...
They steal change, like just enough change that you don't notice or some shit like that?
Yeah, like they steal just enough change out your purse that you don't notice that money was taken. My sister said that they take you out on dates to like Applebee's with the money they took from their mama's wallet.
Yeah, this girl said that dudes with black Air Forces will rob their nana for loose change.
Yes.
They got holes in their drawers.
Yes.
They don't wear even socks.
They still wear fake ankle socks like they roll their shit down.
Yes. Like, you know, yeah, when you folded it all the way to your toe.
I'm definitely wearing mine like that now.
They said these niggas will wear Air Force. They said they'll wear their underwear inside out for a second day.
Yes.
They said
they'll sleep on your couch and say
yes. This girl said
I'll cross the street if a nigga coming at me with
it's the first indication that someone, it's not just a bum, but just like they don't care.
Everything that we just talked about is a motherfucker who do care.
No, they don't.
One of the lines that I think someone said in your trend was, one of the lines was, niggas with Air Force Ones heat up their house with the oven.
Oh, yeah, my sister said that, too.
Yes, I've done that before. My mom don't wear Air Force Ones.
Wait a minute, nobody. Niggas with black Air Force Ones. I want to cause harm.
Yes.
That is crazy that we gave this shoe a stigma.
But it's not just dudes. Like, even girls. Like, girls who wear Air Force Ones, they're stealing from you.
Like, if I find
eating your food. They're taking rides from everybody possible. Mm-hmm. Like, these people, you're a bum.
That's what I want. I want a white girl with gray sweatpants, black Air Force Ones, a fat farm coat, and a neck tattoo.
Nigga, dingleberries. That's what you're going to get out of that. That shit comes from dingleberries.
Yep.
Yo, no, you're going to get a dingleberry. White girls that wear Air Force Ones got nice butts.
But they do got nice butts.
What color Air Force Ones?
They be white wearing a goofy. Black. Yeah, they be
either
wearing a goofy.
The crusty white Jones or the black Jones, they got a soft ass.
Yeah, they got soft ass.
I'm down to turn this thing around, though, because I just can't or lean all the way into it. Yeah. So you got a pair?
I got a pair.
I'm about to buy a pair.
I'm going
to
get a pair. I'm going to get a pair.
I get a check next week.
I need to let everyone that's listening know that all these motherfuckers are not from New York.
Right. That's my last one.
Why they're...
Hold on. What'd you say?
Binding together.
A nigga who don't give a fuck about his life or future. Yep. Your girl, he grabbed my ass. The nigga black Air Force Ones, we just gotta act like it didn't happen.
What's his name? What's his name?
Dylan. This Pickles. Dylan, the producer.
As a white man, did you know about the Air Force One, black Air Force One?
So when you guys were talking about it, I was like waiting for it. And then as it got progressively, I was like, oh, I remember this meme. I was like, oh, yeah, dude. If I see a dude in a black Air Force Ones, I go the other way.
No, I'm saying, did you know about it before we started?
I knew about the stigma,
I'm talking about Dylan.
Okay.
As a young white,
before,
did you know about
before
the stigma?
Memes?
Before the memes. No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Are you from New York?
No, nah. I'm from South Florida.
But whites don't know, though. I don't think whites know.
Whites in New York? No.
Yeah, I don't think they do.
It's a New York thing. It's not even racial.
Somebody's still buying them.
It's still colorism.
I'm going.
It's still colorism. Fuck what you say, because the white Air Force One, everybody wearing the potties, or they do it with a new pair of jeans, a polo shirt.
I'll tell you this.
They want to put some black ones on.
No, I'll tell you this.
Look, white Air Force One.
Oh, you got them on?
I always wear Air Force One.
Those aren't black.
Oh, those don't really count.
I thought they count. I thought they was tearing them up, and I looked down at my sneakers, and I was like, damn.
Damn.
No, they're not all black. It has to be all
the whole
black.
The whole
can soul check, check the, soul,
can
everything.
We make the black shoe the official shoe of No Need for Apology?
Absolutely.
Can we make it?
We can do it.
That's fine. You can roll.
I quit,
fuck
guys.
That.
Maybe.
Yeah,
I
you
quit.
Roll out.
Bye.
Roll out.
No, we no. For Black History Month. Can we do it for Black History Month?
No, because blacks don't agree.
Ooh.
No,
hell yeah. No we Need can. For Apologies. Black Air History. Force Ones for Black History Month. If you buy a pair and show us a receipt mm-hmm. that shows you just bought these just now.
I'm changing the narrative.
What can we get some like No Need merch to someone like
a hoodie?
I'll pay for hoodies if we gotta send them to people.
It's done. They get a free hoodie.
You get a free hoodie?
They get a free fucking hoodie.
Yeah, is it? And it's got to be black.
No, no, no.
Black hoodie.
With an Air Force One on it.
With black NNFA.
All black everything.
Black NNFA hoodie with black letters. If you can send us a picture on No Need for Apologies Instagram
page. Send a picture of the receipt.
Send a picture of the shoe with the receipt to show that you just bought it and we with your address in it. And we will get you a black on black fucking hoodie. I want
to
see when we start doing live shows.
I just want to apologize to all my sneakerheads.
Hey, you don't dare apologize
New Yorkers.
On my fucking show. You don't
apologize.
No Need for Apologies. Cut her fucking mic off, Dylan. Cut her fucking mic off. Tiana, you're done. Your services are no longer needed. Your mic is cut. You can go.
All Black History Month.
I love this shit, man. This is going to be fun.
That's
I can't. I'm getting Black Air Force Ones today.
I might get some tomorrow. I'm
oh
buy
my
some tomorrow.
God!
I might have to put
I'm
on
wearing
credit.
Them just to be ironic. I hope people get the fuck out of my way when you see me with
but
Black Air Force
nigga,
Ones.
This is the same nigga that used to get on the train with no shirt on.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Niggas with Black Air Force Ones don't wear shirts on the train
in the summer.
I'm wearing mine proud.
Dave
too.
Used to go with no shirt on when it was hot.
Dave,
really
oh yeah, yeah. Dave,
it's the best.
Get on the train with
Dave,
no shirt.
Yeah.
Nobody
it's the
with
best.
You.
Yeah, you got
nobody
you got
fucks
Black
with
for,
you.
Black Air Force,
Air Force One
energy.
Energy. Yes, yeah. Yes. Fuck that. If you want the best podcast that you can get,
I'm handing out flowers. I'm helping old ladies across the street. I'm trying to change.
Oh, you're gonna change the whole narrative.
I want to change.
Oh
the
my god, this is gonna be so much fun. I can't.
I want to make it nice.
Yo,
Netflix
like,
need
I
to
hope...
put this on Black Stories. Uh-huh. On the Black Stories, niggas and Black Air Force Ones. Come on, team.
I want to start an accidental movement. I want it to be
accidental
like the Proud
movement.
Boys, nigga. I want a year
Black,
from now.
The Black Air Force Ones, the new Tiki Torch. It's the new Tiki Torch. That's the Black Tiki Torch.
I want it to be so big that Nike specifically makes a shoe with an NNFA logo on the side because we've sold so many Black Air Force Ones.
Black Air
Force
Ones.
Back.
Holy
Air
shit.
What else, the internet
Black
don't like?
Because
that shit. Oh, the internet.
You had me
Black
dancing. I was singing.
The internet.
Give me a clip.
My
Black
bad.
Air Force Ones. Black Air Force Ones. I'm going to walk around in my new Black Air Force Ones.
Yo, we should. Y'all should get him. Mm. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm taking pictures with Matt on Saturday so we can.
Oh, shit. Where are you taking pictures at?
He said
probably tomorrow or?
Tomorrow, yeah.
Fuck, I can't. I'm not here tomorrow.
No, next week we can do the shoot.
And we go, so we got to have Black Air Force Ones for the photo shoot.
For the shoot.
Holy shit.
Big coats and Black Air Force Ones.
Yes. We'll be
big coats, black
big coats,
top,
Air Force
socks.
Ones, and New York hats. Fuck yeah! I want snorkel jacket. Yeah, I want North Face.
And
I want full New York, nigga.
We gotta hold our passports too to let people
passports. Let's get them bullshit ass. I love New York hoodies from Canal Street.
Yeah.
Yo, the internet influences some bullshit.
Bullshit.
Oh,
Black Air Force.
Black
I'm not,
Air Force
but see,
game.
That's why I didn't go
Black
with it, because I'm not
Force
letting
ones.
I'm not letting the internet influence me to think that Black Air Force One is
Prince
the dirty
King.
Seat.
Yo, come on, King.
There's no way.
Here's the
come
funny
on,
thing
King.
That I know is going to happen if we do this. I know the black listeners are not going to comply.
They're not going to comply.
Only the white ones will, and we're going to start a weird movement.
White people want to be cool.
Of white dudes wearing Black Air Force Ones on some. Derek and Dave told us to do this shit.
I just bought my pair. I just bought it.
There you go.
I would love it.
Yeah, man.
But the internet made me think. I think I told y'all this. The internet made me think. It is from the internet. The internet heightened it. Because I've never heard it like niggas like, yo, what you doing with the Black Air Force? Never heard it. But the internet had me thinking that I was
when
dirty
Nelly,
for not...
When Nelly said, give me two pairs,
I even
he meant
up...
a white pair and a black pair.
I even... Yeah, he did.
He did. It's like the cookie. It's like the cookie at the
I even looked up Black Air Force One's lyrics. It's not a lot. It's like one song that I heard that was about Black Air Force One. It's awful.
Yeah.
But Nelly wasn't talking about color.
I'm wearing a ski mask. I'm wearing a ski mask on mine.
No. We got to change the narrative.
Oh, that's right. But it's a Billionaire Boys Club ski mask. So it's it's kind of fly.
What if Obama wore Black Air Force Ones?
No talking. No. If you apologize for my show, you don't get to talk.
What do you possibly have to say now?
We're talking about two pair, one black, one white. The white Air Force One is considered the slipper sneaker. The second it gets dirty, you replace it with another pair. Y'all talking shit, but you don't know your facts.
Oh, yeah, I know my backup pair. You ain't talking shit. Because you get one pair of the same color. Yeah, whatever.
So now, you know what I mean? I'm not letting...
The internet
had me thinking that I was dusty for not having a passport. I'm not letting it do that again.
Yeah.
Before I got my passport in like 2015, girls used to be online talking about, oh, niggas ain't got passports, y'all dirty.
Nah,
and then I got a passport and I'm like, this don't mean shit.
They was going to Mexico for cheap. That's it.
No, I'm saying this was before, this was years ago. The internet influences some bullshit.
Yeah.
And I let it get me with the passport thing. So it's like, you dirty for not having a passport. They used to criticize niggas online. This one I was on Twitter.
You know who says that? People who just got their passport.
Yeah,
though.
It's like the bitch that read one book.
Show me the issue date of your passport if you're talking that shit. Because if it's less than 90 days.
Passport.
Oh shit, you had one expire yet?
Yeah.
Hold on, I just got
mine. Like,
bitch, I was going on cruises when I was 16. who the fuck want to talk? My mom got me a graduation gift before I even graduated, nigga. I went over to St. Lucia.
I got my passport in 2019.
2019?
No, 2018.
How long do passports go? They go 4 years?
10 years.
10 years? Yeah. So then I got one in 2012. Mine expires in 2022.
I got mine in 2018.
My first one expired in 2010.
Which I'm worried. I don't know. Yeah, because I'm trying to think.
Not 2010.
I'm good.
2017.
Fucking pandemic is fucking up my passport years.
What you mean?
It's just messing up my passport years. If we lock down, you can't travel much.
You could travel.
You can.
I mean, you can go to Tulum.
I went to Tulum.
You went to Tulum.
I'm waiting for... You know what? I've been going against the internet because, you know, they were shitting on Tulum. Like, oh, niggas in Tulum.
Yeah.
I went right to Tulum and had a fucking time of my life.
Nigga,
so I'm waiting for the next the shit that the internet shit on so I can go.
Wait. Yeah, bro. Flights to Miami, $20.
$20.
Like, that's not an exaggeration. $20 you can get to Miami. You can't even get a bus ticket to Philly for $20.
Yeah.
But you can get on Frontier Air and go to Miami.
Everything that the niggas on the internet shit on, I'm doing.
That's right.
Right.
Be the contrarian.
Do not allow.
Reg the contrarian.
Yeah, do not allow.
Reggie
contrarian. Fuck conquest. Reggie Contreras.
I did it before. I won't let it do it again.
That's right, boy.
Don't let the
internet
fuck
with you. That's how
you
stand on your own 2 feet.
Yeah. One of the things they don't tell you about Black Air Force Ones actually got better arch support.
Oh, mm-hmm. Shit.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit, T.
Why do you think black dudes, Black Air Force One wearers are so athletic?
What? Why do you think they can run from the bank so fast after they rock?
And
fast and agile.
They look good. They look good. Like, you know, I think that's a good shoe to fuck into.
I ain't gonna hold you. My mom used to be a security guard at the Spectrum. Black Air Force One.
Really? I remember my first baby mom, I had bought her some of the Airs. Like, they was Black Air Force Ones, but they said Air on the side.
Oh, shit, this is an old joint.
Yeah. She's working at Arby's. So I'm like, bitch, I'm not buying you new stuff.
Somebody was working at Arby's?
It was when we first
I used to work at Burger King. Everybody black had Air Force Ones on.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta understand, it's a staple shoe for your first job.
I'm trying to wear some fly shit with my Black Air Force Ones.
Me too. I'm gonna get some hidden socks or some $40 socks.
Yo.
I'm gonna roll my Stone Island khakis up, which cost fucking $300. So yeah.
Yo, you know what? I'm focusing on a nice pair of sneakers and like a jacket. Like, I'm noticing, like, I'm a dusty nigga, but if I got on a nice jacket and some sneakers, I'm good to go.
That's everybody.
Yeah, I think that's New York in general.
Because you get fly down to the shirt.
All the time.
To the jeans.
All the goddamn... This G-Star, by the way.
I could not...
Nice.
I don't give a shit about shirts. I just need a nice jacket.
Nah, I give a fuck about
and
all
some sneakers.
Top. You're proving her point about niggas with Black Air Force Ones.
You're proving
niggas. I don't give a fuck about shirts.
You gotta give a fuck about it all. Nigga, if you gonna wear the shoe...
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Because you about to give him some advice. So
okay,
this is advice coming from Great Boy, a.k.a.
Great Boy.
Fuck Boy Ground Zero.
Dylan,
get off your fucking phone. No,
give me the shit.
Let's get the sweep for it, because right now, this is advice from a fuckboy.
From fuckboy ground zero.
Letting you know
how to get
fly. Shout
out to my nigga Clint
fly.
Coley. I'm not trying to steal your
you
shit.
You didn't have to do that. Now it looks. Yeah, you look guilty.
Now go ahead. Tell us, nigga, about getting fly.
Okay. Hey, pretty ladies, come get advice from the fuckboy. Derek James, fuckboy ground zero. It's the fuckboy. Ladies and gentlemen, here we have brother Reggie, who sitting here what talking up, about you need advice.
You don't give a fuck about shirts,
if
nigga.
You don't give a fuck about shirts and
I'm
pants.
A black t-shirt.
Tell us what it's like to get flies.
Let me explain what getting fly is. First of all, from
I bought
the
a fly jacket.
From
you
the
like.
fuckboy himself, if like being Iron Man and being a fuckboy is the same thing, this is what I do. Like mm-hmm. I get nice.
Word.
Right? You need a shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Because the shirt is what you take off when you with the girl. They see what you're wearing. Like,
oh,
you
no,
can't...
no, no. That's why I wear hoodies. So if I'm with the girl, that shit come off one piece. So I don't really pay attention.
Because you got stains. Because you got stains on that other shirt.
I just never paid attention
to the
shirt.
You probably got stains on the shirt under the hoodie.
I never paid attention.
Niggas with black Air Force Ones take off their hoodie and shirt in one motion.
And let me explain something. No. I'll say this. Niggas in black Air Force Ones don't wear an undershirt when they wear a hoodie.
Ooh. Oh, yo. Yeah. All right. That's fucked up because that's I definitely went up. To the supermarket like that yesterday.
Yep.
I went to the supermarket hoodie, nothing
but,
underneath
but
of it.
No, wife beat it, nothing. Point,
nah, because I was in the house chilling. And then I got hungry.
That's sick.
But let me explain before we try to prove Tiana's point. Let me explain something. You gotta give a fuck about everything else, because if you're wearing a shoe that makes you the person that doesn't give a fuck, you fuck up the trail when everything else is fresh.
I thought
you
it was just about doing nice things.
Yes. So if you're gonna do nice things,
no, I'm talking about for the people.
What? Do I'm something for you. Fuck the people. Do this
I'm
for yourself.
About, like when I get my black Air Force Ones, I'm gonna buy up some roses. I'm gonna hand them out.
Oh.
I'm gonna help old ladies across the street.
Okay.
I'm gonna help ladies carry their bags. Like, I'm doing nice things
hope,
in my black Air Force
You know
ones.
What? I don't like
just
that.
Just for the month? I don't know if I don't like that either. I don't
know
if I like it.
I hope you give people COVID by accident. I hope you kill an old lady by helping her cross the street
man,
with your black
you know
Air Force Ones.
I had to help a lady across the street, and she was about to like pass out, and she was like, I did not want to help, but I couldn't walk away. And our apartment building was right across the street where I was going, so I had to help this old lady wearing no mask across the street because she was about to faint.
That's well, if crazy. She would have fell on your sneakers, she wouldn't have seen no stains. But anyway, I don't know. But anyway, listen, I think you should get fresh if you're going to wear the shoes that represent you not giving a fuck.
Okay. Yeah,
it's more than just a jacket. This comes from fuckboy grass.
Well, here, I'm going to say get fresh by your skin first. Start off with fresh draws. Yo, like... Yo, seriously,
okay.
If you're trying to step your underwear game up,
oh, dog.
Get like the American Eagle, like the little silky joints, because them shits, they fly, bro.
No.
What?
What do you mean? No. Wait.
I love a good pair of boxers now. Like, I spend good money for boxers now, but I haven't been an American Eagle.
Oh, like, they close them all down now, but you can order them
okay.
Online.
Like, I just bought some nice draws from Macy's like 2 days ago. Like
you bought them or you stole them?
No, I brought them. You can't steal them, Macy's. Not the one on 34th Street. No,
is that open? Because I need to get my girls
open.
Yeah,
like shit.
They
are. Are you celebrating that?
I'm just getting her some shit. I mean,
yeah, he's celebrating that. First of all,
I beat that shit.
You know what? You just brought. Jesus Christ.
Oh, no, I got...
Here go T. Air Force One, nigga.
Yeah. We only celebrating birthdays.
Yeah. No, we celebrating...
I told you that autobiography Malcolm X book got me all. I'm like, fuck everything.
Nigga, one book ass nigga.
One
anyway,
book. I'm like, fuck it all.
But we're celebrating Valentine's Day here at No Need for Apologies.
I gotta.
Probably a little
it's
bit
It's my
different.
First time.
Did we figure out what we're going to do for Valentine's Day? Are we dropping?
Oh, shit. Ladies and gentlemen, after we, so the advice we gave in Fuckboy, right?
But pull up the plug music, so let him start talking about what's going on, and then we'll get into plugs. But go ahead, start talking. Well, how are we celebrating February 14th?
On February 14th this year, I'm dropping a mini special, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
I'm dropping the special that I filmed in my mother's garage out in Lindenwald. I had a 12 people in the audience. They sat in the driveway, and I got the fuck down at 3:30 in the afternoon. Birds chirping, neighbors driving by, because I love goddamn comedy. So I'm going to drop something on Love Day, because I love comedy. I love my mother for shooting the show. I love my my auntie for being there. I love my godparents for being there. I'm looking at the wrong fucking camera. You got to understand. The reason I'm dropping this shit on Valentine's Day because I love comedy so
where,
much.
Where are we putting this thing at?
We're putting it on the NNFA YouTube page. Oh shit. Mm. And check this out. If you watch the special and if you subscribe and watch the special, we give you a free fucking skull cap.
I think... Yo.
Derek saw me put my hand up to do something and he tried figuring it out.
I was like...
So... We're doing a bonus episode for you right before the special drops.
That's what we're doing.
So we're going to do a special whole
bonus
episode.
Bonus episode. Tiana's helping me out. I want to thank you, T, for that.
Special guests, special returning, people that left their host position possibly.
People that left the host position are coming back to have like a little roast. Reggie going to be there.
Yo.
Vaughn going to be there. Ro going to be Dave going to be there. And we might have another motherfucker be there. But we're dropping a special February 14th on the No Need for Apologies YouTube page.
You know what? That's going to age well. That's like 5 years from now when that shit come out. Yeah. Like, damn, remember we did that?
It's a time capsule. Yeah. I did it at home when we was dead in quarantine, the first lockdown. And me and my mother was so bored. My mom said, nigga, don't you tell jokes? I was like, yeah. She was like, well, I got camera equipment that I use at the work at the job and a shitty mic.
You got the most supportivist.
The supportivist?
Yeah,
my mother. And I love my mother so much, I'm dropping it that day because my mother was like, do something. And I was like, all right, mom, I'm going to do something. She was like, I'll direct it. And you do the jokes, and we'll invite the God family out, and we'll have a good laughing fun
Derek,
time.
Derek, what time on Valentine's Day does it come out?
4:20. On the smoke, so y'all can smoke and watch me tell jokes out of a garage.
But Derek, is there a live chat that they can interact with you with?
Absolutely. There's a live chat coming out, same time, all this shit.
Mm.
We're doing it. It's like an interactive comedy set.
You should be subscribing to the channel right now.
You hear this motherfucker?
If you haven't subscribed, first of all, I'm going to show you guys. I don't even have my phone. I don't have my phone with me, but it's real simple. You could go to the page, push the three buttons at the top, like the little three dots, and just hit the share on your phone. Just text it to somebody. Go, follow this fucking page. I just did it last night. I texted to seven of my friends and was like, go subscribe to this right now. That's all you got to do. And I promise you, they'll do it. They'll do it. So once we get to, you know, we'll get over 2,000 subscribers. We're at 1,600 right now. Go ahead and subscribe to that. And boom. What the fuck is this? Subbed is less than not subbed?
All right.
It's a little graph.
It's a graph. These are the people that subscribe. These are the motherfuckers not subscribed. You see how this looks bigger? This is the Pac-Man. We need the Pac-Man to be the subscribe.
You should let it
not subscribe.
You should let it come out at 609.
This is what I like to call.
Why? Because of Jersey?
No, because 609 is in it. Because it's freaky, Valentine's Day, 69.
Nigga, shut up. All right,
what do you got to plug, Reggie? Go ahead.
Nigga,
plug your shit.
Shit to plug.
You ain't got nothing going on, Reggie.
I got my Instagram.
Come on, boy.
What you be doing on Instagram, man?
Not much. Just posting in my story.
Yeah.
I got to find something to post on.
Since you ain't going to do it, I'm going to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know, Reggie's on a hit show called Insecure on HBO.
Oh, yeah. Oh, season 4. Yeah, continue to watch that.
So shut up. He's on season 4 on HBO.
And I got some stuff coming out.
Look at
and Reg got some shit coming out. My nigga, my G, boy.
Yeah, so I'm excited. But so, nothing to promote right now. I still got to find it.
That's a plug, but go follow Reggie.
Fuck that. And to follow the hashtag Black Air Force One Gang. Started by Reggie Conquest.
Black Air Force One Gang.
Yo, y'all really buying yours?
Hell yeah. If I see some place on the road, I'm about to drive to Pennsylvania after this show. So if I see something on the side of the road, I'm stopping them. And I'm going to probably make Tiana buy them for me. I'm going to make Tiana. Tiana. Tiana, my birthday is coming up. I'm going to be I'm gonna be 38 and February 10th. Yeah. Really? We didn't talk about what she's going to give me for my birthday.
Subscribe, goddammit.
Tiana.
Subscribe, not subscribe.
Anyway, you know what? I want an Oakland hat, too. That's what I want. I've been wanting that.
Okay.
Raiders Oakland hat, too.
I got a Raiders jacket. I can wear my Air Force Ones.
Yeah, I'm
white socks.
All piece of shit.
All black.
You know what else we should do? We should get Jerry curls.
Oh, shit.
Yo, we still ain't get it.
Remember? Give me some water. Give me some water. I'm about to wet
remember
these
that time,
curls
Remember that
up.
Time we was at that that day party in Brooklyn, and you seen the nigga that played Dre?
Yeah,
from the movie, from Straight Outta Compton.
Yeah,
but Derek had on a black Raiders hat with the curls hanging out the back, and we in line to get in his day party. And Derek, he saw the guy. He goes, "Yo, it's Dre. Dre, what up?" Right, my bad. Dre do not know him, but he hears him yelling, "Yo, Dr. Dre!" And when he looks over,
do you see that shit? You see the
just let Johnson
look at that. Do you see the soul in that? Look at this drop. T, look how these curls drop.
You just this nigga just turned into Genuine. So this nigga,
I remember him wearing the Raiders hat with the curls.
The shit out.
And I could just picture him going, Dre.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
That
like,
nigga had two girls.
Dre, he looked so uncomfortable. God, he was just like, wow. Look at the curls. This nigga took it way too far. You know what I mean?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. You look like a Latino. You look Puerto Rican or Dominican.
Shit when you go back outside.
No, I'm going to stay in it. I'm going to warm up before I go back outside. But yeah.
I know.
Look at that shit. It's the cold. You
know
see
what's
how
funny, Derek?
I love
you. This is the funny thing, right? Because Derek's been a pretty boy all I've known, right?
Look at this shit.
But the thing is, pretty boys don't age well, Derek.
Goddamn.
They don't, Derek. They don't. They don't. Nobody I know with curly hair looks good after 40, bro. Oh, it gets brutal for.
I wouldn't call Derek a pretty boy though.
I'm like a rustic pretty boy. Kiss my ass. Like I got an edge to me.
You just got that edge with these tattoos, nigga.
Yeah, man.
I needed some edge, so I got a Wu-Tang tattoo. I'm tough, nigga. I'm tough.
Oh shit. I know some pretty niggas that Derek is like. Dirty in a sense.
I'm from Philly.
That's because he hang out with us. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm a tainted pretty boy.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's how the soul glows. Let me pull up there. Bring that back one more time. Look at that shit. Come on, bro. Look at that.
That
Look
is that. So Look funny, man. Shit.
Are you nuts? Do you let white people touch your hair?
Absolutely not.
Jesus.
I've seen him lose it on that.
You see me lose it.
Yeah.
But it'd be some. It'd
that's
be
weird.
Some,
I've known Derek. I've known you for at least. What, 15, 16? I've never touched Derek's hair. Have you ever touched Derek's hair?
You should never touch
Derek. I don't even think I've touched Derek. I think I've shaken his hand. That's about it.
I do that.
Yeah, yeah.
But nah, wait, that's cold.
People ask to touch my hair a bunch.
People ask to touch your hair?
I have like thin, long hair, so it looks really soft. Every girl I've ever been with.
You on that Pisha at 23? You on Propecia, nigga?
I don't know why my hair is so thin. It's always been super thin.
No, when I had my waves spinning and I was working with kids, they would come up, yo, Mr. Reg, and then
fuck up your waves.
No, they would just touch my head, and it used to piss me off. Like, I'll be sitting down, and they'll go, yo, Mr. Reg, see you spin it? Like all of them. Like, middle schoolers.
Everybody tells me, like, when white women would touch my hair, the men, they want to fuck. But I couldn't get over that. Like, I was just like, who the fuck? I'm not no please touch museum, bitch. Like, why are you? Remember the one girl, and I smacked her hand, and she cried the rest of the night at karaoke?
But you wanted to fuck her, though.
But it just kind of takes away. Like, why are you doing, like, stop. I am not a museum.
Can we know what happened at karaoke?
She just was crying the whole time, and then Reggie made fun of me teasing her. It was so funny. Remember?
Oh, yeah, he was mean. He was mean.
I was being mean because I'm like, why are you reaching for my hair? I don't know you like that.
Mm.
Grubby. She didn't even have her nails done.
All right, well, let's move this on. Reggie.
Fuck
me and Derek is Eskimo bros.
I know, I'm sorry.
Me and Derek, Eskimo bros.
Which chick? I don't even remember what shit.
This nigga Derek, man. Nigga,
I don't remember, but
whatever. Go ahead.
You brought it up. Eskimo,
don't say a name, but
I don't even remember a name, but this nigga Derek, this girl I met at a show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you're a comedian, if you're a black comic, we're more than likely Eskimo brothers. That's
like,
black comics.
No, but Derek's like, yo, her dick suck is crazy. Her dick suck is crazy.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, bitch. That was the weakest dick suck I've ever had.
Well, she did good on me.
I'm sitting there like, what, Derek?
She showed off on me, boy. Man, she was showing off and it was me.
I was judging your dick sucking rating. I'm like, Derek must.
Nah, man, she did some goofy shit that night. But anyway.
That's interesting, though. Yeah, because I'm wondering,
she went in on me. Dude, I wouldn't have said that if she wouldn't have done a good job.
All right, you've ran trains and shit like that. Have you ever got topped off, like, at the same time that your man got topped off to be able to know whether y'all like the same shit or not?
Yeah, it was a good time. I wasn't rating dick sucks as high as I am at an older age. Like, I was just happy that a mouth was on my dick.
Oh, yeah, you was happy.
So when you're younger and doing that, it's like, oh, she got a mouth on my dick.
Right. I'm not going to be, I'm...
Man, I was judging you, dog. I'm like, Derek, don't know what a good dick suck is.
Oh, I do. But she did well that on me.
Yo. You are turning, this nigga turning into Chris. Chris used to do shit like that. Nigga, this the worst dick suck ever. Like, what?
No,
what?
But Chris wasn't getting his dick sucked.
He wasn't.
Chris God bless. Rest of the day. Chris, rest in peace, Chris Cotton. And I thought about that. I got to bring a picture in. We should hang a picture of Chris up behind us when we do this fucking podcast. But, my bad, I didn't mean to spit on you.
You're good.
But that's so funny that you have assume that role. This ain't no good dick suck ever. Chris used to have like, because Chris was the first only nigga I know who could describe a dick suck as like a nice chunky dick sucking.
Nigga.
She gave me a nice chunky dick suck.
I don't know why I was thinking about this the other
nice
day.
Nice meaty dick.
But I was thinking about dick suck, like, you know, a dick suck is really good when you get up and you see the bat signal, like, on the bed.
Oh, I hate that. Oh, my God. Yo.
When you get up and you see this, you're like, oh, that dick suck was crazy.
Nigga. Yo.
You get up and you see this on the bed, you be like, this bitch went in.
You did not go in. You're being sloppy.
I love
you're
that shit.
You're being ridiculous. If there is spittle, spittle dripping in my butt crack, you are sloppy.
This is what I want to get up and see.
Wu-Tang! She
gotta have a Wu-Tang sign.
Have this shit on the bed.
That's a good dick sign.
No! No! Yes. No! No! That is terrible,
I
man.
I love it, dog. I want to see the bat signal when I get up.
Cause that shit dry weird, man. That shit dries weird. It's a combination of spittle and butthole juice. Just bam, right in your sheets, and then it just dries like that. Man. And you know we wear black Air Force One, so guess what? We're not changing this shit. No. I got to deal with this now
you
for the
get
next.
The white stain on your
permanent
the white stain.
No, these is Wu-Tang sheets.
Wu-Tang sheets.
Yo. You ever had to explain a cum stain to like a chick you was about to have sex with?
Okay,
and
go
she
ahead.
See it?
Go ahead.
Like you about to have sex with a chick and she come over and she pull back your curtains and see cum stains? You be like, oh, you had some right here? You be like, oh, I was beating my dick.
We talked about that last episode. Mark Norman said he had a problem with bedwetting.
What's
and
that?
He yeah. would pee in the bed. He would fuck a chick, fall asleep, pee in the bed, and then wake up and tell her she did it.
Blame it on her.
Mark Norman wears black Air Force Ones, people.
That's a black Air Force One tendency right there, nigga. If you ain't wearing it, that's a tendency. You should probably lace up.
Oh, my
you probably
God.
Probably lace the fuck up. Jesus oh, Christ. Shit. That's shit. Fun. What else we got?
I don't know, man. So, y'all niggas is on set right now. Y'all niggas had to get COVID tests and all that shit recently, right? Mm-hmm. Niggas, everybody clean? Everybody COVID free?
Yeah.
How y'all doing with the COVID test shit? Like, are you getting used to taking them this way?
I'm fine if it's up my nose, but you hear about the shit where they trying to put it up people's ass now?
Yes. Dude, come on. Are they fucking with us? Is that a real thing?
Pull it up, please.
Can you please Google that? China is apparently swabbing your ass. To check how do we find out that like you understand you're supposed to be finding a cure for COVID and someone instead figured out I can detect this by
better.
Swabbing your ass.
I can
ass.
Detect it better by the ass.
Dude, what are you doing? Like this is
China
this is
using anal swabs for COVID testing.
China is not giving up on nasal or throat
swabs.
Testing.
I'm not making fun of China because that shit gonna come right over here.
Oh, you know. Oh.
We over here talking shit like, but, I ain't never doing that.
But there's gonna
five
be
five years
niggas,
later, we gonna be like this.
Niggas gonna be spreading cheeks. Niggas gonna be riding the swamp.
5 years, niggas. Making fun of China, we gonna
Jesus
be sitting here
Christ.
Like, oh, man.
I got it, you know. Just make it quick.
Come on.
Oh, God.
Niggas gonna be spreading cheek. Come on, man.
I ain't making fun of China.
All
boy.
My
that shit coming right over
niggas
here.
Is already like ass milk. Jesus that Christ. Shit is conspiracy. All that, yeah. So it's already bad.
Right. Ah, man. No.
They gonna be
we
spreading
are
cheek.
China with these masks on now. Like,
we
everything that's happening over there is eventually gonna come over here.
I right. Yeah, you could clear fuck? It up. Sorry, yeah, that's man. Crazy. China, like, I mean, bruh. How? They're supposed to be fucking geniuses. Yeah. We got guns determine the temperature, all of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
How do you even convince the first motherfucker to let you swab their ass?
They probably
like,
did
I'm
already.
Just checking for COVID. Mm. I'm just checking
for
COVID.
You know they ain't wiped good, so it's shit on them fucking. Ugh.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. I guess because Chinese people don't have asses, it's easier to get to the asshole. It's just like, all right, it's quicker than, you know, taking the mask off. Just pull your pants down.
Just pull your pants down and spread your cheeks, lift your sack.
Jesus
know,
Christ,
man.
Yeah, China's wilding. But
you think that's a rapid or it still takes a few days for that
that's
result?
That's got to be a PCR. At least. you got to sit it out for a little while. You got to finish fucking it.
I don't know, man.
Swab.
That shit going to be right over here. We're going to be salty as shit.
I guess it's also like a barometer test. Like, if you would agree to have your asshole swabbed, chances are you're confident you don't have it. You know what I mean? Like, you ever been asked to prove something and you be like, yo, what? I swear to God. I swear on whatever.
So it's basically an interrogation room when they put the donuts in the middle of the table. If you're not guilty, you eat all the donuts. If you're guilty. So that's what this is. If you don't eat them donuts, you're guilty. If you eat all the donuts, you're straight. You ever heard about that?
Yeah, if you're comfortable.
Yeah, I don't know that Derek can go, is that real?
Yeah, it's like.
In an interrogation room, they test you. So they'll put the donuts in the middle of the table. If you just casually eat donuts, that means your nerves, your gut
to worry about. Right.
Yeah.
That's the same thing. Like, if they leave you in a holding cell or some shit like that, the motherfucker got to go to sleep. Chances is he's the one who did it. Because he's not worried. That. Like, he already know. It's like when I found out I was on the Do Not Rent list, I'm like, ugh. Like, I already know I did something. You know what I mean? So I ain't even really fight it. I was just like, baby.
So if I ever got interrogated and they put donuts there and
eat them fucking donuts, it makes you look innocent. It's weird.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
Damn.
Just eat. Just be comfortable. Just be you all the time.
But what does being comfortable have to do with eating?
Well, like, when you're worried. Yeah, think about it. When you're upset, like, when you're preoccupied with something, the last thing on your mind is eating.
Yeah.
You could go all day without eating. If you're preoccupied versus the minute that you get worried, being worried sometimes is like a trigger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I'm just trying to think of all the ass whoopings my mom gave me or growing up. I never was scared to eat. Like, if I knew I was getting ass whooping after dinner, that's what it was. Like,
well, yeah, you was comfortable though. You was comfortable with your mom whooping your ass.
Yeah, it was just like, all right, I know I'm getting ass whooping after.
Oh, so you last meal it. Nah. I'm saying if they put it and you just go, like I said, if you sitting in this room and if you scared, nervous, thinking about what they going to do, you not worried about them donuts. Mm. You thinking about what the fuck going to happen. But if you in there, ask me any question, motherfucker. I'm innocent. You see what I'm saying? It's like guilt works on your gut. Why do you think people throw up all the time when they do something like guilty? Like, you watch some shows, they kill somebody and they're trying to hide it and it's starting to come up. People go run and throw up in the sink real fast because the guilt got their gut all weird.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's one way. It's like a psychological trick because they just want you to blab. Watch First 48. Watch all that shit.
Yeah, I haven't watched that. I know about it, though, but I haven't watched it. Yeah. Bunch of niggas snitching on each other.
Yeah. And after they get it out, like, you ever seen a nigga that's relieved that he told? They always eat. Like, I'm so glad it's off my chest and my stomach. Let me get some chicken. Like, you know. Mike Epps had a joke about that shit. It was so funny.
What'd he say?
What did Mike Epps say? He was like, you ever seen First 48? You know the nigga that's gonna tell? They'd be like, Pookie, we found your friend. He'd drop his head, go. 2 hours later, he'd be in the interrogation room eating Red Lobster, talking about, hand me some butter. Yeah, I know the man. You sold your man out for an ultimate feast? Man, I could have died on that joke.
We don't give a fuck. We don't give a fuck, man. We will sell each other out for anything just to make shit a bit more convenient for us. I want to cover a story, Dylan.
Oh, shit.
I sent you an email over the link that says Sophia Robot. Can you click that link for us, man?
Sophia Robot.
We're talking about like shit, how shit's going in the future, the way shit is. So there's these robots. Do you guys remember the Sophia Robot?
No, I do not.
It was like this really smart, sophisticated robot like running around doing this shit. Go ahead, play that.
Coming to Barcelona. Hope you could tell I am a robot by the wires coming out of my body.
In 2016, Sophia the robot was unveiled and went viral. Now the company behind her has a new vision to mass produce thousands of robots by the end of 2021.
Oh no.
I am an artificial intelligence.
This iRobot. Will Smith done told us all that we need to know.
Home-based Hanson Robotics says four models, including Sophia, will start rolling out of factories half of 2021.
Sophia, ain't that from the thing from that movie?
I think they made a movie like that. Go ahead. You can cut that off, man. Like, so, I mean, like, they're talking about rolling out. Like,
rolling out.
Pet robots or robot slaves. Like, all right. So, in a
are
level
they
of
three
advanced,
laws safe, like the movie said.
How long would it take for you to get a robot?
I'm not getting a robot. I don't even have a bed frame. So you're not getting a robot. You kiss my ass. I got a goddamn bed frame, nigga. I got a mattress on the floor.
I mean, like, we here now. We getting to the Jetsons, nigga. Everybody can have a Rosie. You know what I mean?
I want one of them big ass sex dolls.
You would say.
So you would get a robot and fuck the robot?
No, no, no. I would get a sex doll. The big ass sex doll.
But the, is it animatronic? Like it move and shit, or just the fucking?
No, it just moves his mouth. Just move his tongue.
Damn, I don't know. I don't know if I could do that. I don't know if I could fuck no robot. No, I don't know if I could fuck. No...
I mean, like you ever? I'm about to say you ever go over somebody's house?
That's a sex doll.
Yeah, that's a sex doll.
Holy shit.
Come on, Dave.
Dress it like that. Damn.
That, of course they're going to dress it like that. It's damn. Sex doll.
What you can see is she's wearing Air Force One, black Air Force One.
Good for you, Dylan. Good for Dylan.
Robots wearing Air Force One.
Yeah. I would get that. That's dope.
Yeah.
That's just $3,000.
Yeah, bro. But I'm saying, once you get that sound going, there's no way you can't not look in the mirror. Once you get that. Like, once you get that sound going, you're not gonna look at yourself in the mirror and be like, this is fucking ridiculous.
You're gonna shame yourself, bro.
Like
I'm fucking the shit out of this doll.
I had one of them, what's the name? I had a fleshlight. Aaliyah Janine gave me a fleshlight.
I had one too. Them shits is whack.
I threw that shit away right there in the hotel.
I used it one time and threw it away too.
Yeah. I saw myself. And it was just ridiculous.
It was so ridiculous.
So glad I didn't pay for that.
I got one for free too.
If Fleshlight ever becomes a sponsor, I love the Fleshlight. I'd be fucking the shit out of that thing.
Yo, I used one too one time and was like, this shit is stupid.
You know what fucked me up about the Fleshlight too? Mine was a butt. I ain't realized it was a butt.
You had a butt?
Yeah. I thought it was a vagina and I looked at the box. I'm like, oh, this is a butt. Yeah. And the crazy thing is, I've never actually done like anal in real life to even know whether or not.
I'm traumatized of that shit.
You did anal?
No, because I always think I'm going to get a dollop of shit on the edge of my dick. So okay. I'm not good.
Here's what I was told. You did it?
Yeah.
Did you, like, I was told.
Whatever. She just.
I got chlamydia.
From the butt?
Oh, my God.
I got chlamydia doing that dumb shit.
Got that brown Wu-Tang sign on the bed, huh? Yo, is that a thing?
It is.
Dylan, can you Google that. Can you get chlamydia more from anal?
You can. I think you can.
How?
Chlamydia.
How? Chlamydia from the butt?
If you get it's not, you're not, first of all, you're not supposed to switch. I was going back and forth, vagina coochie.
Really?
Yeah.
That's some black Air Force One shit. That's what I'm talking about, man.
Oh, no.
Okay, is chlamydia spread?
Oh,
you can get chlamydia by having vaginal anal.
Told you.
Or oral sex with someone who has chlamydia. If your sex partner is male, you can still get chlamydia even if he doesn't ejaculate.
I won't do anal no more, but that shit happened.
Oh, shit.
And I learned that later. Like, damn, that's how I got that shit.
Damn. I
remember the joke you said. I thought I was just eating too many chips. I thought I was just eating too many chips. My peeps.
I guess you might as well fuck a robot. You can't get chlamydia from no fucking robot.
Nah, man. If Shazay got the, do they have the self-cleaning parts?
Ooh, they should.
They had the self-cleaining parts.
Yeah.
That's dishwashers
the main thing
got
I want to find out.
Dishwashers got it. Air fryers got it. So, yeah. Get a robot if it does the self-cleaning thing. Yeah.
The vagina's already supposed to be self-cleaning.
Supposed
to be.
You just have to get up and get it a towel and kind of just throw it over the sex doll.
Oh.
And then she takes care of it.
Throw it right on her face, you know what I mean?
But now you throw it over her face and then press the button on the toe.
How long?
Press the toe.
How long until you start being rude to a robot, too? Like a sex... Because you know how niggas talk to Siri? Alexa? Alexa, stop!
Like, you only start being rude to her when you get that "I can't come through" text, like she canceled.
Or you know how you react once you already came and your dick is sensitive and they keep going. Sophia, stop, bitch! Like you're fucking yelling at this robot.
You get the text like "I can't come."
That's funny that you would still go through the texting process. Like, yo, you coming over? Like, I'm sitting right next to you.
You're going dote eat the doll.
Oh, my God. Y'all are retarded.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, shit.
How long until there's a domestic abuse case?
That's what I'm waiting for.
Yeah. Someone calls their neighbor. Like, I think he's beating up his wife.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's a robot.
Dad, that's funny. Why we talking about different types of girls? There's another type of girl that I've recently started following on Instagram.
What's that?
The last link, the last one that says fake tits on a midget. That's the name of the link. But this is
I just followed a
this
bad
is an Instagram.
Midget.
It might be the same one. It might be the same one. It might be the same one.
I've been shown this girl Four times this week.
Really?
Bring it
four
up.
Times. Wait, Zach little... Amico is one of them.
Zach, okay, yeah. Me and Zach, we explore the same corners of the internet. This is the best. This girl, first of all, she started showing up in like weird little videos. I forgot her name. She's verified, and apparently she appears on the show Little People ATL.
Okay.
So that's why she's already like famous. But
let me see her.
I'm waiting for her to pull it up. But like, I can't tell whether her breasts are fake or not. So this chick right here.
Oh, I've been following her.
You been following her?
Yeah, I've been. Which one is it? I done looked her.
He said, which one is it?
It's this one.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I've been following her. She on Pornhub.
She's so silly looking.
But she like
she like a ham. She like a nice ham.
No, I like her.
Now her breasts are like amazing, even for a full grown woman.
They're the same size as the arms.
And I can't. I'm like, I don't know. Like, can you hold?
Oh, this is the chick that was getting a little booty smack in that
in the car. Yeah. Right. Right.
Look at her fingers.
I've been following her.
Look at those
though.
Little nub fingers.
Derek, look at the one I just sent you on the group chat.
Why would you send it to him on the group chat and not to Dylan to talk about on the thing?
Oh, my bad.
This motherfucker going to have a private conversation with the host while like we're not doing a live fucking podcast right now.
Wait, how you send it to Dylan? Dylan, pull this girl
up.
At least tell him what it is.
Send it to Dylan. Yeah.
At least tell him what it is.
Oh, so it's another small person.
We just sit here looking at.
Oh, she kind of fly though. Hold on, Dil.
This show, I can't even apologize because there's no need for apologies, but it's just a funny thing that this is what we're reviewing.
Hold on, I'm going to send it to you, Dylan.
Yeah, man, I've been following the one you showed and this one. I just started following her. She nice.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think that I got it. It's a little
Have you ever watched that show, Little People ATL?
No.
Dude, first of all, the fact that reality TV has gone to that where we're like, we're just going to, did you find a profile?
It's coming through.
Oh, whatever we wanted. The fact that we've gone to that where like we want to watch like midgets misbehave. You know what I mean? And that, the fact that midgets can
she
midgets
fly
have
a little bit
enough.
She is fly.
She a little fly. She a little weird. Big legs. But
No. She ain't nothing weird about that girl.
Okay. Well, we got to wait till I can't. It don't make no sense to me talking about it here because the audience can't see it.
They
you
can't
know what
see
mean? But yeah, I don't know. Go ahead and follow. Follow me and find me a black midget.
She the one you just showed, not bad. But them fingers is fucking with me. But it's nice. Like if she like. In a weird night.
She's on Pornhub.
What, she's doing porn?
She's doing porn, yeah.
She's just dancing nude or
no,
she's
no,
fucking?
No. She playing with herself. Is she getting fucked?
Oh, she doing like cam and
shit.
I did
watch the video, but she going in. She dope.
Huh.
This one, the one you sent me, or the one we just saw?
No, the one we just saw. Right.
I never got into watching.
I mean,
midgets.
Me neither. But I seen her and I looked her up immediately on Pornhub.
Really?
Yes. I found
database.
Her
database. Let me find this chick. Yeah. She's too much thought shit on Instagram.
Cause she got an OnlyFans. She got an OnlyFans. So I'm like, she got an OnlyFans. Niggas be leaking shit. Let me just go check. And she came right up.
Yeah. Mm. That's so funny. You gonna have me?
These OnlyFans be leaking.
Damn. OnlyFans, man. That's so fucked up if you put out on OnlyFans and your shit got leaked and you ain't make no money.
Well, she's still making money, though.
How you know?
Because, I mean, I'm just a creep where I'm like, leak, boop, pull her up.
Who's this? This the other chick?
One. This the one I just started following. Oh, she's delicious.
Is she in shape? But them legs, bruh. Got them hams.
Yeah. And no tattoos, huh?
Yeah, she's delicious.
I don't know. That's okay.
Come on, she not delicious.
I just want to know.
She look like one of Santa's elves, nigga.
No.
Speaking of Santa's elves, man, can we all agree that they're slaves? Like the elves
and
the reindeer
make toys all year. Yeah.
Yeah, like and no one shames Santa for that. Like Santa actually whips the fucking not the elves, the reindeer, and makes them drag him around in the cold and wait for him.
Yeah. On rooftop.
And all they get every now
on
and
rigid,
again, yeah.
On rigid weird
they
rooftop.
Bitch ass deers. Make them wait. I fucking
hey, they
hate.
Reindeers. They're not
I
regular
can't stand deers.
Deers.
They be all stupid on the highway getting hit.
No, I just found out. You know the reason why there are it's only female deer that get hit on the road.
Dang.
Dudes don't get hit. You've never seen antlers on a dead deer on the side of the road.
All dude deers don't have antlers.
Yeah they do. How you know the difference.
That's how you know the difference.
It's only females who get hit. And they're laying on the side of the road. Now, the rumor is that apparently they're running. They're like the dudes are chasing the females to fuck. And they're like trying to get away and they dart out into the highway.
That is wild.
And it's fucked up because dudes be chasing them and then see them get hit and be like, ooh. And then they just go back into the woods.
Them deer wear black Air Force Ones. Them deer is
yo, dog, he making that up. That's funny.
I promise you, dog.
That is a black Air Force One tendency.
If you have ever seen a male deer.
Okay.
Dead that
with antlers
without a bullet in his head. Write it in the comments. Drop a picture.
Please.
I have never. I feel like we got like listeners that hunt deer and shit like that. But yeah, they'll come.
We just talked about hunting deer on rap.
Yeah.
So they get the dude that was saying, he was saying they get shot in the stomach and you have to wait 12 hours for them to die. And you can't really chase. It was actually honestly kind of gross. You can't chase the deer apparently because if you chase it, he gets scared. So he just keeps going further. So if you shoot it in the stomach and it dies slowly, which is fucked up.
That's fucked up.
You just have to literally go home, wait a day, come back. Go that direction and follow the blood.
This is why I don't
humans
white
fucked
like
up.
Human not even white.
Beings,
humans are human fucked up, dude.
Crazy, bro.
We gotta eat. You gotta eat.
Yo,
they not eating.
You wanna eat?
How do you learn that you can take a dead animal's piss bag and squirt piss on yourself and make other animals come? You know what I mean? Like, white dudes really cover themselves in deer piss and sit in the woods and wait, like... You didn't find that, like, that was an accident.
Yeah.
Someone accidentally, like, got deer piss on them and then happened to notice, like,
oh, I'm getting a lot of attention from all these other deer. Should make a cologne out of this shit. Human beings suck, bro. Poachers suck.
Oh, God.
But yeah, it's 105, bro.
Yeah, man, we got to go. I got some road work to do. I got to get out of here, man.
You got a hard... You had a hard out at 3, so...
I know. We're probably not going to make it, but I'm the headliner, so whatever, you know.
All right, where you headed?
Scranton.
Oh, Scranton, PA. You got to get the fuck out of here. Okay.
Scranton.
You know how hard it is to get out of the city, so...
Plug your shit.
Okay, well, first and foremost, though, the main thing that we need to plug, you guys need to subscribe. If you want Derek Gaines special, February 14th
at 420.
You need to subscribe. I'm not bullshitting. If it's not over 2,000 followers, it's not fucking happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, Derek. Fuck you. And your hard work.
Dude, yeah. But we're at 1,600 right now.
It's
like,
easy. 400 subs? Come on.
I just text like 7 friends and they all just subscribe. So now we need 393 more. That's it. 393. All you gotta do is text somebody to go follow.
Look at
we
the
get 2,000. Yeah, yeah, right.
Not subscribe look like the Pac-Man. We need to subscribe to look like the Pac-Man.
Yeah. We got a couple more weeks. All
right. It's too professional of a chart for you guys not to be paying the fucking attention. Pay the fucking attention.
Subs. Now, not subs.
The other thing that is that do we already have a hoodie, a black on black, or do we need to design a black on black?
Oh, I put that in my notes. Oh, we doing black. Oh, no. We're doing next time we all hang out and talk. Black on black.
Black Air Force One gang. Black Air Force One gang. All right. So go get your Air Force Ones. All right. Take a picture.
Black Air Force One. That's the name of the episode.
Yeah. Black Air Force Ones.
Black.
Hey.
Yeah.
No.
100%.
Black Air Force Ones.
And I want you when you send us your picture, tag Tiana in it. At Tiana Sasha. Just show her your sneakers with the receipt.
With
to
the
show
receipt.
Her, yo, we are buying these in 2021. All right. I want her inbox.
You're a lady.
Yes,
full. You're a fucking lady.
I want her inbox full of brand new Air Force Ones hitting the fucking street, man. All right. I want more
and
Air Force Ones and Sophia robots on the street.
And shout out and Nike, if you're listening, you can send some free sneaks, Air Force two to show. No need for apologies.
Yeah, put
here
the little logo on the side.
No logo, hey. Or our own NNFA logo if Nike, if you paint it to
yo, them. Y'all can do that.
I saw Supreme did one where they did black Air Force Ones with a little Supreme logo, and them things go for like $250 now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hot. Yep. So I'm trying to bring
shit
back. All right. DaveTempleComedy.com is the website. My special, the second one, is available right now for rent and download. However, maybe if we get y'all up to the thing, we might do a premiere on our page also.
A double feature?
We'll see how they do.
We'll see if they hit the 2K. We'll see if they hit the 2K.
We'll see. We could do a live stream on that.
Derek Gaines, No Need for Production presents. Why Was at Home Anyway? And the second one by Dave Temple. Come on, man.
Let's see what we could do. All right.
My friends got specials, bro. I got to catch up. I'm trying to catch up to y'all.
What do we...
Catch up. Reg Conquest, RGG Conquest.
That's right, boy.
Reg Conquest, keep a lookout, man.
Yeah, yeah. Also, tune into my other show, Unpopular Opinions, man. I do this, so I'm starting a new YouTube channel for that. I do that Tuesdays and Thursdays on Instagram Live. Anybody can come in and weigh in with their unpopular opinion. It's a free space. Go ahead and talk about whatever.
So it could be you, so make sure to go tune in.
Yeah.
Tune in. And Dylan, plug your shit, right?
Yo, guys, I got Doped Up and Dying, a cartoon podcast where we get high, watch cartoons. We just had Derek and Dave on it. So if you want to see the God and the Great Boy and myself and Pockets Graham watch some cartoons, get high, have some fun. Dave, your episode was too fun, and Derek ripped me a new one on his episode. So
because who's talking about the Ninja Turtles? That's,
and that's Derek, you know your shit.
I know my Ninja Turtles. So, yeah. Hey, we love you. You know what it was. I'm Derek Gaines.
Oh, I'm Dave Temple. Sorry.
I'm right. You know what it was. I'm Derek Gaines.
I'm Dave Temple.
This has been No Need for Apologies. I'll talk to y'all.
No doubt.